heaven's sake, Nora, take your hand off that horn.
Well, Nicky, darling, where's your musical appreciation? I think it's very pretty. Listen. Kaiser Fraser cars.
Yes, but not in the living room.
Which living room?
Everybody's living room. We're on the air.
Royal Palm Motors, Vero Beach, Florida, Selby Murray Motor Company, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and more than 4,300 other Kaiser Fraser dealers from coast to coast present the new adventures of the Thin Man, starring Claudia Morgan and Les Tremaine as Nick and Dora Charles. Now, the case of the luscious landscape. The hour is dusk along Madison Avenue, a street filled at the moment with tired businessmen, beautiful secretaries, and Nick and Nora Charles. Nick is driving and not keeping his eyes on the tired businessman.
Nicky, darling.
Yes, baby.
Well, what are you watching? The traffic lights or the girls on the sidewalk?
Oh, the traffic lights.
What was the color of the last light you passed?
Blonde. That was a joke.
Oh.
I know another joke. About two horse thieves going home after a hard day's work. One of them sneezed. The other said, caught a cold?
What happened to them finally?
They were hanged.
Good.
Nick!
Hmm?
Stop the car.
I don't know any more jokes.
Oh, Nick!
Okay. What are you staring at?
That shop window.
Window? Oh, the DuBarry shop. Negligees for all occasions. What occasion?
That black silk one is beautiful, Nick.
They've even got slogans. Build your home on a firm foundation. Nora, I can't afford it.
It would just fit me.
It's too flimsy. You'd never be able to say, there's more in this than meets the eye.
Please.
Hey, stop embracing me in public.
I'm not.
Nora, give me my wallet back. Nora, I can't park here. It's against the law.
Just keep going around the block.
I'll get dizzy.
And watch out for horse thieves, darling.
But I... Okay, okay.
One more time around this block, and I can take it home with me.
Hey, look out! Hey, for Pete's sake! Why didn't you watch where you were going? You walked right into the car.
Hello?
And... Hello?
You knocked me down.
Well, that leaves me only one thing to do. Pick you up, huh?
Yep. You're strong.
Were you hurt at all?
I may have a bruise here and there.
Oh, we're holding up traffic. Come on, get into my car.
It was really my fault.
Oh, forget it.
I'm not taking you out of your way?
No, I'm only going around the block.
Oh. My name is Susie.
Hello, Susie. Nick Charles.
Hello, Nick.
Do you often cross streets without looking?
I was scared. I still am.
Of what?
Being killed.
By automobiles?
No. By them.
Them?
You wouldn't be interested.
Oh, of course I would be. I don't approve of blondes being killed. Why do they want to kill you?
Because of the landscape.
They're art lovers?
No.
How much is the landscape worth?
$50,000.
Must be a great piece of work, this landscape. Who did it?
Rembrandt.
Well, that explains the price tag.
Rembrandt O'Rourke.
Rembrandt or... Susie. Rembrandt wasn't an Irishman.
Oh, yes, he is. He's in jail, too.
In jail? Susie, he's dead.
No, he isn't. I visited him yesterday.
I knew I'd gone around the block once too often.
He's my boyfriend. You see, after he robbed that bank, the police caught him, so he's in jail now. But he hid the money before he got caught, out in the country. So we drew a map, only he's artistic, so it's like a real landscape.
Oh, it's a different Rembrandt.
Yeah, and they want to get the landscape so they can get the money.
You carry this landscape around with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not very bright.
Can't help it, I have to.
Let's have a look at it. I'd like to be sure there is such a man.
Oh, Nick, not here.
Well, why not?
Too public.
Oh, you can trust me.
Now, you don't understand. The map's tattooed on me.
And I might be able to help.
What did you say?
Rembrandt tattooed the landscape on me.
Oh.
On my... Oh, look out. There's a red light.
Huh? Oh, hey.
I just caught you.
Nora.
I did, didn't I? Introduce me, darling.
Nora? Susie. Susie? Nora, my wife.
Hello, Nora.
Are you a traffic light, Susie?
The red light was right.
What did you say, Nicky, darling?
Susie isn't a traffic light. She's in danger.
You can say that again.
You see, they're after her on account of the landscape.
The landscape?
By Rembrandt. It shows where $50,000 is buried.
Rembrandt O'Rourke.
Oh, of course.
That's the truth, Nora.
Yes, darling.
As a matter of fact, Susie was just about to show it to me. That is...
Good. Well, she can show it to me, too.
Oh, well, actually, that's not as easy as it sounds. You see, Rembrandt tattooed it on her.
Oh, well, it doesn't show.
That's because I'm dressed.
Oh. Oh, well, then just how were you planning to show it to me?
Oh, I wasn't. Yeah.
Susie, where did Rembrandt tattoo this thing?
On my shoulder blade. On this one back here.
Did you strain yourself?
No, but through the rear window I saw a car.
Well, the city's full of them.
I recognize this one.
Black convertible?
That's right.
He's pulling up on us. Whose car is it, Susie?
Mr. Meegan.
Mr. Meegan's in a hurry.
Nicky, darling, have you noticed what he's in a hurry about?
Huh?
He's pointing a revolver out his car window, and it's pointing at you.
Many satisfactions await the purchaser of the new Fraser Manhattan for 1949. Not the least of these satisfactions is the prestige attached to ownership of the pride of Willow Run. For here is, to all intents, a custom car, individually styled to complement the owner's personality. You see, in the Fraser Manhattan, you select from literally dozens of combinations of distinguished colorings and rare upholstery fabrics, some of which were designed and are woven for Fraser alone. Performance of the Fraser Manhattan, too, is of the type usually associated with custom cars. So quiet, so smooth, so free from vibration or sway, so soft and sure in braking, so spirited in action. And as for comfort, well, it has been said that the Fraser Manhattan for 1949 is disgracefully luxurious. Yet for all these custom qualities, the handcrafted Fraser Manhattan is priced far, far below automobiles of comparable distinction. So see and drive the pride of Willow Run without delay. It will be your pride, too. And now for Act Two of tonight's Thin Man Adventure. Nick and Nora have acquired a girl named Susie, on whose left shoulder blade is tattooed a map showing where $50,000 is buried. The shoulder blade, with Susie attached, is in Nick's car, and the car is being chased by a black convertible.
Did we gain anything by that turn?
Darling, we lost a year of my life. We did pick up a few yards, but we're losing them rapidly.
Mr. Meegan still got his gun pointed at us.
If Mr. Meegan gets close enough to fire, it's going to be the last time. Watch out, Nick. Red light ahead.
Good.
Hey, you passed a red light. That's against the law.
That's the idea. If anybody spots any more red lights, yell.
Darling, do you think it'll work?
It'd better. We need company fast. Armed company.
Oh, Nick.
Another red light?
Something better. A one-way street.
Oh, Nora, I love you. Hang on, everybody.
But we're going the wrong way.
Right now, the wrong way is the right way, I hope.
Nick, a traffic cop on a motorcycle. He's after us.
Oh, bless his shiny badge.
What's happening to Meegan?
Meegan's going bye-bye. Turned off.
Watch your hurry, bub. Going to...
A fire.
What was that?
I didn't say anything. She did.
Yeah?
Officer, I can explain.
He is not drunk.
Huh?
Nora, will you shut up? Officer...
Besides, he's like that with the mayor.
Oh, is that so?
And furthermore, if any dumb cluck with fallen arches and a tin badge tries to give him a ticket...
Now, look
I'll...
here, lady.
I'm only quoting him.
Oh, you are, huh? Okay, bub. Turn the car around and head downtown.
But we live uptown.
You got a new address. The city jail. Get going, bub.
the judge was very nice.
Very.
After all, as he pointed out, he could have sent you up for 10 years. And he would have, too, if it hadn't been for me.
I'm very grateful. But did you have to tell him that among close friends, I'm known as Foolish Phil, the village idiot?
Raining.
We'll be home in a minute, Susie. Nora, why did you pull that act with a traffic cop?
Megan's car hadn't gone by far enough. I saw it a couple of blocks up the street, so if the officer hadn't taken us to jail...
Megan would have taken us. Susie, there were two men in that car.
The second one must have been Flug with a P.
Flug with a P?
Mm-hmm. When Mr. Megan gets mad, Flug kills somebody.
I see. Well, we're home. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, I hate wet rain.
Anyway, it's cheaper.
Oh, that's silly. Water costs something, too.
I wonder where Megan is now.
I know where I hope he is. Oh, here we are. Door handle's wet.
Wet? Nora, Susie, get down.
Darling, if you want to fight with a couple of girls, don't pick a public corridor.
Get down, baby. Susie, on the floor.
It's the brute in him.
Oh, please, get down, will you?
No. Oh, well, somebody do something. Oh, well.
Somebody did.
Oh, dear, don't be a hero. Now, don't go off anywhere. You're not bulletproof.
Shh.
Well, I wouldn't like you in polka dots. Nick.
It's okay. Come on in.
All right, Susie. We can get up now. I apologize for Nick. If he were a gentleman, he'd have picked us up.
Oh, he's picked me up already.
He did, huh?
Nora? Susie?
We're coming, darling.
They ducked out the window, down the fire escape. Whoever they were...
Nicky, darling, did you notice my axe around?
Look, Nora, we can have fun later. Right now...
I'm sleepy. I want to go to bed.
Susie wants to go to bed.
I still want my axe. I want it even more.
Well, there's nothing much we can get done tonight.
Oh, yes, there is.
I'll take Susie home and...
No.
And then I'll...
No!
No?
Susie can stay here.
Oh.
And you can go to Susie's apartment.
What for?
Maybe you can catch Mr. Megan and Fluke with a P. Maybe they can catch you. Good night, Nicky, darling.
Hmm. Maybe an idea at that. Except that they'll realize I'm not Susie.
Well, fool them, darling. Keep your shoulder blades covered.
There, 3C. This is Susie's apartment. Someplace there ought to be a light. Hey!
Susie?
Hmm?
It's very late. Why don't we go to bed?
I'm worried.
So am I, but we can worry more comfortably in bed. If you'll get out of your things, I can lend you a nightgown. Yes?
Nothing. I'm very grateful to you and Nick.
Uh-huh. When is Rembrandt getting out of jail?
1952.
Seems like tomorrow. He certainly picked an odd place to tattoo that landscape.
Well, he didn't have very much choice.
Of areas, you mean? Well, maybe not, but a shoulder blade must be very inconvenient for hasty references.
I don't think he wanted me to look at the landscape.
Didn't he trust you?
You know how men are. Also, he made me promise not to let anyone else look at it.
Hmm. Shall I help you off with your slip?
No, thanks. But if you'll let me have that nightgown and show me where your dressing room is...
Oh, of course. But, Susie, you can do me a favor. You see, I bought this negligee tonight.
Oh, Nora, beautiful.
Well, I got it at that shop on Madison Avenue. It looks very nice, but I'm not sure... Maybe you wouldn't mind slipping it on, Susie. Modeling it for me?
It's very sheer. I don't think it is.
Oh, Don. The phone. Hello?
Nora.
Yes?
Nick. Need help. Quick. Oh.
Nick. Nicky. I've got to go.
Nora, what's the matter?
That was Nicky. He needs help. If he's been hurt, I'll... Nick? Nick?
Mm.
Where are you? Oh, Nick, are
Are you dead? Nick, wake up. Open your eyes. Nick! Susie's here. She wants to show you her landscape. Oh, you opened your eyes. Just a minute till I find a heavy lamp.
Why?
So I can close them again for you.
I was joking. Where is Susie?
I was joking.
Oh. Help me up, baby.
Oh, right.
You didn't have to be so energetic.
How's your head, darling?
Which one?
How many have you got?
The normal number, 2.
Who hit you?
I don't know. I didn't see him. Megan, I guess, or maybe Flug.
With a P?
Felt more like a blackjack. Susie's got a nice place here. Another room beyond this.
Bedroom, probably.
Well, let's go look at it.
She isn't there.
No, but maybe Megan is, or Flew.
Do you want to meet them?
Not especially. But I owe one of them something.
Nick, one of them is there.
Uh-huh. Lying down on Susie's bed. Knocking me up must have exhausted him.
But he's not moving.
Well, I'll wake him. Gently. No, I don't think I will. Or can.
Nick.
Don't come any closer. He's not pretty.
Is he dead?
Thoroughly. Somebody mistook him for a clay pigeon. We better notify the police.
Oh, Nicky.
There ought to be a phone around. Yes.
Nick, was it Megan or Flug?
Neither. Homicide, please.